National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del again. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and at your request, we've brought people in for the last couple of weeks. We'll continue to do so as long as it's of your wish and liking to tell their stories about how they got started with real estate investing and what it's done for their lives, so on and so forth. Answer questions if you have any. Today's guest, though, is very interesting. It started out a little bit different. We didn't ask him specifically to come in and do the show to start with. What actually happened when I got an email from someone and said, hey, look, you need to read this article. And I read this article that was called Breaking Up with Dave Ramsey. And as I read through the article, there it was in the middle of the article, an individual who had went through the Dave Ramsey program, decided to lose or to get out of debt, and then at the end of the struggle, realized that all he had done was climbed out of a hole and was standing on flat ground and was in no better financial situation than anybody else, just had less debt. And he saw no future and no growth potential for him retiring at an early age. And the Dave Ramsey program left him at that point. And the article went on and said, you know, he had broke up with Dave Ramsey's ideas and decided to go a different way. And those ideas were, of course, the way of the Lifestyles Unlimited theory that good debt is very productive in your life compared to Dave Ramsey's idea that no debt is very productive. Now, before I go into this show, I want you all to understand, most of you know how I feel about Dave Ramsey. I think he's a nice guy, but I think his program is remedial. To say the least, it's the kindergarten of self-help programs, and I consider Lifestyles the graduate of self-help programs, the graduate program in that you could go to college, come out of college, and not know what you know from taking the Lifestyles program. On the other hand, if you were to take the Dave Ramsey program, you're learning the stuff that my dad taught me how to do when I was in grade school. So, hey, not to insult anybody that's in the Dave Ramsey program, but I want you to think about this. Envision a picture with a guy down in a ravine and another guy at the top of the ravine saying, climb out, climb out, climb out of debt. And then behind that guy, up on top of a mountain, is another guy at the very top of the mountain saying, Dave, when you're done with all that, send him up here so I can make him rich. It's just my envisionment that it's where it really works. Well, today we brought in an individual that was chronicled in that article so that you can have someone that has been on both sides of that argument to be able to share with you today what they believe after going through both programs. Here with us today is Mr. Devin Elder. Devin, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Good afternoon, Dale. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, Devin, take us back, if you can, to the beginning. What made you decide to go look into the Dave Ramsey program? Where was that happening in your life?
This was around 2007, 2008. I had some big changes in my life, My wife and I were getting married. We had bought our first home, little starter home, and I was, not too far into a corporate career and really just kind of in this next phase of my life, discovering a lot of new responsibilities here. And I really had a lot of fear about being able to provide for my wife and my family in the future. You know, we were talking about having kids and shortly after expecting our first. And so I just had a lot of fear about being able to provide for this family and for this new life situation that I was in, and was seeking out ways to have some more security, really. So it was a fear-driven kind of motivation. And a friend of mine at work at the time had mentioned Dave Ramsey's book, and I read it. It made sense to me, and I jumped in with both feet.
You know, interesting point I was just thinking of as you saying this, is that Tony Robbins has this saying. He says, people will do 10 times more to avoid pain than they will to gain pleasure. So there you are in a fear-based mode. Rich, retired at an early age. So your focus was completely opposite that of the focus of Lifestyles Unlimited, but your focus truly fit in with the fear-based mantra of the Dave Ramsey program. So you went into the Dave Ramsey program because you read his book. You told me that before. You read his book and you really aligned with his belief systems. And what did you do then? Tell us what you did. Did you live on the beans and rice? I sort of break it down.
We definitely lived on some beans and rice. I sold my my SUV, which I enjoyed, and got a beater Honda. It's a Honda Accord for $5,000 on Craigslist, which was absolutely no fun to drive. But we went all in on it. You know, I think the first piece was convincing my wife to do it. She wasn't thrilled with the idea of delaying gratification and so forth for a number of years. But I guess the central piece is I created a spreadsheet, this budget. We tracked every single dollar. Every single time I had a transaction, I put the receipt in my pocket, whether it was, a dollar drink or putting gas in my car. And then at the end of the day, I would put that dollar in the spreadsheet for the day. And at the end of the month, you know, if we had $1,500 left over, we'd pay down whatever debt was up next, a car or a credit card. So we worked the program. We worked it real hard. I mean, we didn't splurge on anything for a little over 2 years. I mean, we were seriously into it.
Well, you know, inquiring minds need to know, Devin. And what the inquiring minds need to know was, you did live on the beans and rice, you did drive the junker cars, but there's two other questions I have to ask, did you go there? And one of them was, did you deliver pizzas on the weekend to pick up a second job?
You know, at the house that I lived in at the time, there was this pizza place around the corner, and it absolutely crossed my mind. I even had the conversation with my wife about doing that. Thankfully, it never came to that. You know, I'm an employed professional at the time, and it didn't come to it, but I sure did think about it. Yep.
Okay, the last one before we go to break.
I had a buddy who did that, and he was the subject of much ridicule, and mine was fortunately all in a spreadsheet, but the concept was there. You better believe it, that there was a lunch budget allocated, and I didn't go over it. Thankfully, she didn't staple anything to my shirt, but the concept was there.
So I see you come.
Yep, no more credit cards. Yep.
So you lost your 1-5% back on everything you buy, huh?
Oh yeah, I mean that was like went right out the window. Yep.
You know, I can only tell you how much money I get back from that because I put everything on credit cards, not to mention that I pay them off every single month. It'd be no different than a debit card except that I get paid 1 to 5% on everything I buy. So obviously I have a few these theories and so forth, but the bottom line is the people that he's dealing with, right, are really dealing with issues that are so rudimentary that, like I said, my parents taught me that when I was a kid. And these people are out there just trying to learn how to balance their budget is what it basically comes down to. But you went through it and you came out the other side. And so when we come back from this break, what I'm going to ask you to go into next is, when did you start, what's the word for it I'm looking for, when did you begin to understand that this wasn't going to be enough for your life, right? That's what I'd like you to cover. And for the audience out there, if you'd like to call in and ask Devin these questions, if you are a devotee to Dave Ramsey and you want to try to understand why somebody would actually be in an article called Breaking Up with Dave Ramsey, feel free to call in. Our number is 877-655-6755. I would love someone to call in and try to defend the Dave Ramsey position. It would be just too much fun for me. Again, 877-655-6755. We've got Devin Elder with us. And when we come back from about a four-minute break, we're going to go into why Dave Ramsey wasn't enough. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to getmymapnow.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they will tell you, it's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to take your first step.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7500.
Substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
With us today telling his story is Devin Elder, who was chronicled in a recent article called Breaking Up with Dave Ramsey. And before the break, we said that we'd come back and ask him why and when and how did you start to feel that the Dave Ramsey program wasn't enough to fulfill your life financially. Devin, are you there?
I sure am, Devin.
Yeah, just tell us, start us with when and what made you start to lose Dave Ramsey's theories as enough in your life. When did they become not enough?
Sure. So we had really struggled for 26 months, starting in 2008. We paid off $110,000 by really cutting expenses really to the bone. And I've got to say there was a certain amount of pride in doing that. It kind of became my mission, and my identity got wrapped up in it, right, which I think you almost have to do to go through that. And so I came out the other side, and there was this kind of afterglow of being pat myself on the back, and I did it, and got out of debt. But it didn't take too long after that happened to realize that fundamentally things weren't a whole lot different. I mean, I had less payments in the month, but that sure wasn't gonna get me a lot closer to retirement or make me wealthy or anything like that. But what really got me was that Dave Ramsey's got some steps, and I went through about half of them, and you start to get to the second half of the steps, and they have to do with things like maxing out your 401k, which my entire life has always made me a little suspicious. And the other one was paying off your home. And, you know, we had moved into a nicer home, and you know, with a four point something interest rate for 30 years. And I just couldn't see the math in either of those options. That felt like we made some progress in 2 years, but the next steps were going to take decades. And that was not exciting. And at that point, I gave up. I thought there's got to be another way to accelerate my wealth building other than trying to pay off my house, which just seemed like this ridiculously long road with very, very low yield attached to it. So I started looking for the next thing.
And what was it that attracted you to real estate?
Well, it was just the numbers. I mean, really, I had zero real estate experience right up to the end of 2012. You know, I bought my house, but that was it. And I had looked at building some websites and trying to figure out some side income or some passive income, and that didn't work out so well for me. A friend of mine had casually mentioned Lifestyles being in San Antonio, Lifestyles Unlimited. He had not been or attended, but he kind of heard through the grapevine that it was a good course. And I ended up going to an intro class. And while I never in my whole life really had a passion or a big interest in real estate, it was just the numbers made the numbers were so compelling about what these folks were doing in my backyard that I knew immediately, because I've been looking for a while now for some kind of vehicle to accelerate things. And I knew right away after seeing those numbers and seeing people in San Antonio doing this that I'd found my vehicle.
And so you went to the free workshop, I take it, and you met Michael. Then you went to the two-day workshop, which is really the beginning training. What was your thoughts after taking 2 days? I mean, most people tell me it's like drinking out of a fire hose. What was your thought after 2 days of the information they shared with you there, with David?
Sure, yeah. It was a lot of information, you know. It's a lot of information in those 2 days, for sure. For me, the dominant thought was that I found it. Because I've been looking now, you know, we paid off our debt, and then there's a period of time when I was thinking there's got to be more than another 35 years in a corporate job. There's got to be another option. And I've been searching and searching and searching. I knew I was sold on creating a business. I was sold on passive income. I just didn't know the vehicle. So I've been looking so much, and I was so hungry for it, that was a dominant thought for me, is that this clicked, this is it, and I was going to jump in with both feet.
Was there any moment of remorse? I mean, in other words, if you're Jerry Jones and you take people out to Ghana and then you tell them the whole world thinks we're crazy and now we're going to drink the Kool-Aid, you know, there had to be... make any sense to do this 401k thing. It doesn't make any sense to me to hold out. And then all of a sudden, you know, a lot of people, they can't stop themselves. They've been so Dave Ramsey-ized, they have to be poor for the rest of their life. They can't break out of that. Was there any point where you and the wife had trepidation of going against that which you'd worked so hard for so long?
There really wasn't. And I'll tell you why. Because one of the things I got out of doing, that I got from doing Dave Ramsey, was that you can really move mountains in a short period of time if you put the blinders on and attack it. And that's, you know, I took my blinder vision from Dave Ramsey, and I switched it, and I took it off that, and I put it on real estate, and I just decided from the very beginning that I wasn't going to let anything influence me from away from getting 10 houses, which was my initial goal. And so I wouldn't talk to some people about it because I didn't want to hear any negativity. I basically got very focused and wouldn't even entertain any other thoughts, because you're going to find what you look for. And if you find a reason why it's not going to work, you can find reasons why it's not going to work. But if you stay focused on getting it done and putting the blinders on, and I'd already had success putting the blinders on, even if it was a totally different program. And so I would say no. We were all in, and we put all the chips on the table and hadn't looked back.
So you didn't have any friends or any family that tried to dissuade you from going crazy into real estate, huh?
Oh yeah. I mean, I stopped talking about it with people that didn't have any reference or any experience in it, because oh my goodness, everybody's got. You know, people want the best for you, but everybody's got some, you know, fear-based idea about it. So we would hear that stuff, but it didn't change that conviction for me, especially once we did our first house and saw that the numbers were real. I knew that, you know, anytime you do something and put yourself out there, you're going to get some skepticism from folks. And sure, we heard it, absolutely, but it didn't stop me from taking action.
Great. So we're going to go to a break and open up the phone lines. Our number here is 877-655-6755 if you'd like to weigh in on your Dave Ramsey experience, or ask Devin questions about how he was able to walk away from one philosophy of poverty and move to the next philosophy of becoming wealthy. Those are all welcome. And also, when we come back, we're going to ask Devin to start talking about his real estate deals that he did, starting with his single-family housing, and then later on, and more in-depth into the multifamily world that he's trying to get into now. So we'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show. ¶¶
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, or even the cat. Need him to deliver the message? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a click away. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
We know you're out there hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life. At Lifestyles Unlimited, it's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new you ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Chronicled today in the Tell Del Tuesday segment is Devin Elder, who was actually chronicled in an article not so long ago that was titled Breaking Up with Dave Ramsey. And basically what happened was that Devin did the Dave Ramsey program, succeeded with what he had set out to do, and then found out that it didn't fulfill his ultimate goal, which was to be financially free. So Devin, welcome back to the segment. Are you with us again?
Thanks, Joe. Yep.
All right, let's talk about your first couple deals. Let's talk about your single-family houses. Tell us what you did with those.
Right, so I joined up and started getting my education with Lifestyle. Was really excited. We actually found and purchased our first deal within 30 days of joining. And that first one was special to me. It was in the neighborhood that I grew up in, which was not it was not a very affluent part of town, right? I didn't have affluent upbringing. So to go back and to buy a piece of that neighborhood and to own it was a real victory for me. But also the numbers really worked, right? It really worked out well. To date, that's the scariest real estate transaction I've done. I've done a lot since then, and that was the hardest, scariest one. But Jim Vaughn helped me over that and help me purchase that. And once I'd seen the numbers on that first single family deal and experienced it for myself, I set a goal to get 10 single family houses and, went out and did that, did exactly that. Picked out a bunch of single family, had a great time doing it, making money while I went and learning along the way and, really hitting some base hits, but some home runs too. I mean, we got some zero out of pocket deals that really just blew my mind that I could own an asset that cash flows and has $20,000, $30,000, $35,000 of equity for no money out of pocket. It was addictive, right? I mean, it was very addictive. So, we pursued that path for quite some time, up until very recently when we made the transition into multifamily.
So you've got 10 houses now, and you say you're going to sell one, but you've got 10. What is your cash flow right now with all 10 houses?
It's right at $4,000.
Okay. Come on. So 4,000 times 12 is $48,000 a year, which is probably equivalent to $55,000 or $60,000 a year. And you said your wife is now a stay-at-home mother and not teaching anymore. What was her salary at that time?
Yeah, when she was teaching, it was right around $40K a year. That's gross, right? That's before taxes and everything else comes out of it. So take-home is significantly less than that.
So you've already completely replaced your wife's income with only doing single-family houses.
Yep.
That's a great accomplishment. Hats off to you. Since you never did completely finish paying off your house, which I believe is absolutely the smart thing that you did, that was a great move, so you never got to do the Dave Ramsey yell, we're going to have to give you the 10 house yell. Yay, there it is.
Thanks, Bill.
So, but did you get, you said you captured some equity. You obviously got in before the marketplace today, where it's hard to do that. What kind of captured equity did you get in those houses?
Well, right now, and this is just with that portfolio of 9, not including some that we've already sold and realized that equity on, we're sitting on probably 3.25 of equity on the single family.
Wow, and you said you've also made some off of other ones already?
Yep. We've been at it right about 2.5 years, so we've already kind of gone through the cycle and sold some. And really, it just, for me, it just goes all back into the business and let that equity snowball and keep buying more properties.
So let's just take a look at the reality compared to the religion. The reality is, if you've got about 3.25 in equity in what you've got right now, then you add to that whatever your gains were on these other houses that you already sold, and then you add the fact that you've got a $48,000 a year income for 2.5 years, that's another $100,000 right there. So you've got 3.25, 4.25, you've got close to $500,000 you've made from your experiences in this process since 2012 when you signed up for Lifestyles Unlimited. Now let's just imagine if you would have taken the same 2012 to 2014, a couple months into 2015, 2.5 years, 2.25 years, and you use that time to pay off your house, where would you be right now asset-wise?
Oh, geez. I'd have a little more equity in the house, but it wouldn't. It is absolutely no comparison. It's like comparing walking on a sidewalk to driving down the road. It's not. There's no way to compare the two.
Absolutely. So now you've gone back, you've seen that, and you are thumping along, and when we spoke earlier, you were talking about the fact of the addiction to single-family housing, which I totally understand. In fact, I've mentioned this for years in passing at the 2-day, is that some of the hardest people to change are those who find how effective single-family housing is, and then they become not willing to go up and grow and continue to grow and mature into multifamily housing. These great returns you're getting have a tendency to addict you to that. Like in the last hour of the show, we had a guy call up and say, well, I can't find any deals. Well, it's not that he can't find any deals. He's trying to find, you know, the $50,000 worth of equity with nothing out of your pocket deals, which we did have during 2008, 2009 period, but which are not around anymore. So once you get addicted to those kinds of returns, it's really hard to change and go into something where you actually have to pay a down payment to buy something like the multifamily housing. So tell us your trials and tribulations with that transition.
Well, yeah, so getting into single family has really almost ruined me for earned income. I mean, seeing a difference between a job income and passive real estate income has all but ruined me for having a job. And the single family returns almost ruined me for multifamily, because some of these houses I got for zero out of pocket. And I mean, you do a few of those and I felt like Superman, you know. I thought I'd uncovered the key to the universe here, picking up these houses for free. And then I'd see folks do a multifamily presentation and, you know, they get 12% or 15% or 20%. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. I couldn't imagine putting a big chunk of money down and only getting 15%, right? It was just my frame of reference. And it took some pushing, I think, from Dave Fisher, one of the mentors. Dave Shippey, I think, called me a chicken for not getting into multifamily.
You know, it's funny, is I can actually see Dave doing that. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah. He said, oh, you're scared. You got all these houses. If you could do that, you could be multifamily. You're scared. So, I had a couple of instances like that. And I think what really shook me and broke up my addiction to the single family, so to speak, was actually a party that you had out at your house for some investors. And I drove out to Houston from San Antonio, and I parked. And I walked up, and it took me like 8 seconds turning my head from one side of the house to the other to kind of take in. I was like, is this one property I'm looking at here? This is like, it's ridiculous, right? And it just, being around that, it just shook me up, and it shook up my mental construct of what I've been patting myself on the back for. Kind of like the way I pat myself on the back with the Dave Ramsey stuff. Hey, good job. You suffered for 2 years. You paid off $100,000 in debt, whatever. That's great. but is that really taking you where you want to go? And I think I kind of had the same epiphany with single family. Oh, you got some zero out of pocket deals, you got some equity, good job, but you know, you're not going to live the way you really want to buying single family houses. So I'm sitting there at your pool bar for this party, looking around at some of these, you know, uber successful lead investors, and looking at this crew of people that I'm surrounded by, and I thought, you know, it's uncomfortable, but I need to make the transition. I need to make the switch into more.
All right, Devin, we're going to have to take it out right there. We got to go to a hard break here. We're going to have about a 4-minute break that you can get online here again. And Devin, when we come back from this break, let's talk about what went on at that party, who was there, how it changed your mind about things, and then we'll go into how you got started in multifamily housing. 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the last segment of the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the 5 ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Find out more, call toll-free, 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Del Wamsley Radio Show here on Tell Del Tuesday. We've got Devin Elder, who has chronicled an article recently called Breaking Up with Dave Ramsey. Holding now through the break is Albert from Compton, California. Albert, how can we help you today, sir?
Hey, Dave, I went to a workshop this past weekend, and I got a lot of information. I purchased a home 3 years ago in Compton, and I have a little equity in it. And I was wondering, because I'm ready to start flipping and buying some real estate. I love the whole concept. I love the money part. I was wondering, should I take the HELOC out and start investing, which I know I need a lot more education. I'm well aware of that. Or should I just sell my home, pull the equity out, that way I know I have some capital when the time comes that I can invest and do it that way?
Well, first of all, Albert, on my screen here it says, what do you think about flipping houses? Did you ask that question?
Yeah.
Did you go to a course on flipping houses? Is that what the course was?
Yes, I did.
All right. Let's give that question to Devin, because Devin's been around us. He's been out there doing this. Devin, you know, you've been around the flipping house campaign, and you've also seen it and done it our way. What's your thoughts?
Flipping houses is real hard, and I've got experience with both. It's you got to run everything really tight, and then you lose a lot of your tax advantages. I mean, the tax advantages on rental real estate, frankly, blow my mind. It's also kind of hard to mess up a rental. And it may not be as sexy, but ultimately there's no doubt in my mind where the wealth is, and that's rental real estate. So I've done both. It's just there's nothing like having those rent checks come in every month, essentially tax-free, that I don't necessarily have to do anything for that month. So I would definitely agree with, you know, Steve Davis and these guys that say that it's a job. And maybe it's a good job. Maybe it's a job where you lose money. It could be either. But that's kind of my take on it.
That's interesting point, Albert. If you think about, you go to work and think about working 3 months on a project, on a job, and then not getting a paycheck because something went wrong, that's kind of a scary issue. But, you know, we're not into flipping, although I know in California, it's because the houses are so expensive out there, if you can steal one, there is great potential for upside on them. So in California, we do have a lot of people that do flipping. Like he says, though, it's a lot more work than that. Now, as far as your question goes, should you sell your house or get a HELOC on it? The question is, how much does housing mean to you? Because to me, I could live in a box. I don't really care. And so, is that the way you feel also?
Yes, definitely.
Then I'd sell the house then, because you can get more out of it than getting a HELOC, and you
right.
have more money to work with.
Right, and I listen to the Dave Ramsey thing and all that. Nothing against Dave, I'm not knocking Dave. I think he's a brilliant guy. But that whole paying the house off, and come on, I don't understand that part. Because I figure I could take the money that's in the house and make me more money as opposed to just sitting and trying to pay a house off.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. All right. Any other questions, Albert?
I would love to take the course. Is there, I can get any information on it? Or?
Yeah, you can take the whole course over the Internet, in fact. You don't even have to come out here, although you're welcome to come out here. We have three different cities we do it in. But just contact Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated or go to our website, Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you Google us, you'll find us. It's spelled just the way it sounds. All kinds of free stuff on there, too, Albert, to take advantage of before you make any major commitments. And our membership costs are much cheaper than everybody else's, so take a look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, good luck. Good luck. Devin, so now you decided to go into multifamily housing, and you're at the party. What did the party change your mind? Besides seeing the house, I mean, it is 16,000 square feet. It does have 20-car garage, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not just the house. What about the people that were there?
Yeah, it was just seeing a concentration of folks, specifically some of these lead investors, right? I mean, you know, the Terry and his wife are out there, and the Shippies and Robert Martinez. And I'm looking at these guys going, and especially Robert, who I don't know personally that well, but I know his story. And the guy's not much older than me, you know, four or five years older than me. And he's just absolutely just killing it and making anything I could ever do at a corporate job look like nothing, right? And he was able to do that in a short period of time. Just being around these folks, and I don't know, we're just wired to start to act like our peer group. I don't know what it is, but we just tend to start to act like our peer group. So something about being around that peer group really just spurred me to keep going with it and to keep thinking bigger with it.
So now that you've purchased your own personal small apartment complex, you've got yourself trained up on it. What's your future goals with Lifestyles and with investing?
Well, my next goal is to find an apartment large enough that can support a manager, whether that's, you know, 40, 50, 60 units or larger. Be the lead on that. Get that one stabilized. Get that under my belt. And as soon as that thing is cranking along, go do another one, you know. And that's really...
Excellent.
That's the goal. So this
sky's the limit. By the way, sky's the limit. And by the way, the gentleman that he's speaking about, Robert Martinez. Robert is up to 10 apartment complexes and basically makes about $100,000 a month, not a year, a month. So the upside potential is unbelievable. So as we sit here and you've got a minute left, tell us this: if you were to run into a classroom of Dave Ramsey students and they cornered you, what would you tell them?
Well, it's not where do you want to go, right? Where do you want to go? If you want to go big places, you're not going to do it by cutting costs, because you can only cut costs to zero. And as you cut costs, lifestyle suffers dramatically, whereas you can raise income. There's no limit on that, but you can only cut costs to zero. And if you're living on $3,000 a month, you're pretty close to zero already. You're not going to be able to cut anymore. But you can increase income. There's no limit on that side. So I would urge people to focus on that. You can only cut costs to a certain extent, and then that's it. You got no more arrows to shoot. Whereas if you focus on increasing income, you can stack that as high and far as you want to.
Devin, I want to thank you for being on the show today. For the rest of you, remember, we're not doing this for money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. See you all tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught, so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation. The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
BizTalk Radio.